The good news is I made it. I found an apartment. It might be the size of a box of Cracker Jacks, but it's mine. A kitchen smaller than I've ever used. Neighbors. A very, very noisy refrigerator. But there's a pool and it's a laundromat. And it's mine. I do miss my booth, though. I don't know how much Rush is going to be able to make this sound the way things normally sound. I can hear the reflection of my voice off the wall in front of me, even though I'm not facing it directly to minimize that. And I can hear something humming. I open the window, you can hear the crows waking up and all of the southern insects, which are louder than I anticipated. Slowly building up food, buying things that I didn't bring along, like hangers and a trash can and a laundry basket. It feels really good to start over, to be somewhere that's familiar. I mean, I'm still in the U.S., but it's also unfamiliar. I have to lean so heavily on a map app. Otherwise, I don't know where I'm going. And all of my furniture is in a storage unit. So I'm laying on the ground. My microphone set up next to a picnic blanket that I sit on to eat. Reminds me of college. I even have the required milk crates scattered around my house, apartment. I'm on the second floor, so I have people below me, which I don't hear. I don't have an end unit, so I have people on both sides, which I don't hear. And someone lives above me, which I do hear. They're not early risers, though, so you shouldn't hear them now. They are more of the 2 a.m., 3 a.m. variety. Kept me awake the first couple nights, but not anymore. I don't hear it. We're so adaptable as humans. We can reset what is normal. And it's not a comfortable process if it's resetting in a way that's less comfortable. You definitely feel it, but it doesn't take as long as I always think it will. I can't remember the scientific term for that human tendency. Something preset. I'll have to look it up. But I'm here, I've arrived. And I am booth shopping. There's a couple nice gentlemen at a local shop that are willing to help me figure out the specifics. Single wall, double wall. Do I put it on casters? Do I not put it on casters? Do I need some sort of silencer fan? Oh, I don't know. I slowly built the last one and kind of, you know, added things as I went. They gave me a quote, and the most interesting number on that page was 3,400 pounds. So I asked them, do you think I'm going to be able to put this together? And of course, I'm being really cagey about what I do, right? I'm a voiceover actress. I have some commercials in Canada. I've done some makeup tutorials. I've done some meditation and some audiobooks. Of course, I'm not telling them about the more racy part of what I've done, but the 20-something-year-old guitar player who has a booth in his basement, who plays the drums and used to be in a band trying to make it big, but is now simply playing for pleasure. Said, you know, I can come help you set it up. And it was funny because it sounded like the beginning of some sort of role-play audio that I would make for you guys, for my boys. And then through a set of odd circumstances, I met another man who lives in the same apartment complex as me. And he jumps out of planes on weekends, and he's a day trader, and he invited me out, and I just, because I'm out in the world more right now, because I, you know, don't have a booth, and apartment living is just so much more social, I guess. I keep having these encounters that remind me of the stories I would bring to life for you. It's interesting and new, and it's like I can feel parts of my brain that have been napping, waking up and going, delicious, something to learn, something to explore. So I made it. I don't have a booth, but I am doing well. Mostly eating food out of a box. I had chicken pot pies for the first time in, geez, forever. I can remember they were my favorite as a kid. They were slightly underwhelming, but I think it could simply be that the last time I ate them, they came in a metal tin, and now they come in some sort of paper that did a less than stellar job of making the bottom part of the crust delicious. I did find a new pizza in a box, though. Can't remember the name, but ooh, it was so good. Figuring out things like Uber Eats, and I just don't really have much of a... Everything's in storage, so my kitchen is pretty minimal. But it gives me a chance to try all those things that I couldn't justify buying because I had a stocked pantry and most kitchen tools available to an amateur chef, baker. Started doing yoga again. I forgot why I stopped. My body feels so good when I do yoga in the morning. Just 10 sun salutations. Just 10. Takes about 13 minutes to do them well. Yeah, you could whip through them, but doing them slow and resting into all of the different positions and releasing the tension. God, it's just so good. Hasn't been all daisies and unicorns. I still need to get a new license, and I just changed my insurance over. Still need to find a house to live in town or out of town. That is my current conundrum. Being near a pool is lovely. Meeting people is fun. But I've gotten used to elbow room, I guess, and quiet recording spaces. And I think I hear a train in the background. You can hear the freeway from my balcony. No planes. That was the struggle I had. Rush was always editing out planes. I don't know if you knew that, but I got spoiled in my little piece of nowhere on the edge of the desert. Do I want to chase that, or do I want to move towards something unfamiliar and accept the challenges? I don't know. But I wanted to let you know that I'm well. I'm making the change. Rush has everything ready to edit for the entire month of August, so everything is there for Patreon and YouTube. What do you think? Would you move to a whole new place? Have you ever moved to a whole new place? If you look at your internet connection in your apartment and see one called Miss Wendy's Cafe, you know that I moved next door to you. Tell me your stories. Tell me your thoughts. I'm not doing as much as I normally do, so I have more time to get in the comments on Patreon right now and say hi. It's going to be a great day. I'm going to go grind some beans, make some coffee, and then do some yoga before I go to the storage unit and see if I can find spoons, because I cannot, for the life of me, find them. And I really don't want to buy more. I wish me luck.